let's head to the Vision Home Loans newsline, where we're joined by ABC News Entertainment contributor Matt Wolf. And Matt, could there be new life for that show Manifest?
Are you a fan? That's the question.
I am.
Shannon is. My wife is. I've never seen it.
All right. Well, first of all, for those not familiar, this is a show on NBC that centers on, you know, sort of the passengers and crew of a commercial airliner who suddenly reappear after being presumed dead for more than 5 years. Right, Shannon? I don't have to get too deep into this with you, but it's one of those shows that's very buzzy, and it has a big following, a big, very vocaling fan following, sort of like Lost was back in the day, if you might remember, you know. And recently, much to Shannon's dismay, I'm sure, NBC canceled the show after 3 seasons.
Way too soon.
And Shannon, your life has not been the same since.
No,
I know you.
I'm waiting for closure. But I was with Lost, too. And when it finally came, I was sadly disappointed. So,
Let's start chomping at the bit here, because Variety reported this week that the show may be getting second life some way, somehow. Their sources are saying that NBC is actually reconsidering its decision in some way, shape, or form, whether it would come back for a final season, because there's still a lot of unanswered questions, or if it would be like a one-shot movie deal or something like that. And if NBC passes on it, apparently there's interest from Netflix, because seasons 1 and 2 of Manifest are on Netflix, and that's getting some big numbers in the download space. So Netflix is apparently circling around here too as well, saying, you know what, there's more to be told here. So Manifest may continue, Shannon. Your days have become that much brighter.
So just like that jet plane full of passengers that reappears, our beloved series may reappear, we hope.
We'll see.
Exactly. Okay. Well, Matt, there's a global sports phenomenon setting off today, and this one's over on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, you know, Ted Lasso, Season 2 with Jason Sudeikis. This show, guys, really came out of nowhere with Jason Sudeikis as an American soccer coach who goes over to England to coach a football team over there, or soccer as we know it. It goes on to win a Golden Globe, Sudeikis getting Best Actor and a Critics' Choice Award, and it just got nominated for, like, a slew of Emmy Awards, 20 Emmy nominations, and now Season 2 available if you've got Apple TV Plus. It's very timely, too, especially in the last couple of weeks with Italy winning over England in the Euro match. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Jason Sudeikis, a couple of weeks ago, he wore the shirt to the Season 2 premiere out in California with the names of all the black British soccer players who missed those penalty kicks. There was a lot of racist abuse directed toward these kids after the loss, and it was terrible. And, you know, this is a show, while it's funny too, it's also about supporting people and lifting them up. So when Sudeikis came out with that shirt a few weeks ago, I mean, big time applause there. He was right in the wheelhouse to do that.
Okay, well, anything else that we should be looking forward to as we're it feels like, you know, summer just started, but really we're past the halfway point.
Well, I'll tell you, in the streaming space, depending on your age and depending on what you're into, and this caught me by surprise, over on Netflix, Masters of the Universe. You guys remember the old school Filmation cartoon from the 80s with He-Man and Skeletor? Well, now it's gotten a fresh coat of paint. There's sort of this animated sequel that's happening that's available today. It's being broken up into 2 different seasons, and it's got none other than Kevin Smith behind it, of all people. So it's got the cred. And what a voice cast. Mark Hamill as Skeletor, Lena Headey from Game of Thrones as Evil Lyn, and Sarah Michelle Gellar as Teela. It's got adventure, it's got the nostalgia factor, and it's a much more adult take on the whole, you know, thing from the 80s. And again, it acts as a sequel to the old school cartoon. It's very, very cool. I caught the first couple of episodes last night.
Okay, well, that sounds like high praise indeed, and I personally love anything Kevin Smith gets himself involved
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely, yeah. Kevin Smith is going to definitely be a big draw for his
connect
with that.
Mm-hmm. He brings the cred to this, believe me when I tell you.
Okay, sounds good. Matt Wolf, ABC News Entertainment contributor, thank you for joining us this morning and giving us some really good ideas and hope for Manifest fans.
There you go. Hold your breath. We're going there.
All is not lost, perhaps.